श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 1 वर्स 34 एंड 35 इन द नेक्स्ट टू वर्सेस देयर इज डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द पीपल फॉर हुम अर्जुन वांट्स किंगडम प्लेजर एंड एंजॉयमेंट आचार्यः पितरः पुत्रा तथैव च पितामहा मातुलाः श्वशुराः पौत्रा शालाः सम्बन्धिनस्तथा एतान् हन्तुमिच्छामि न तोपि मधुसूदन अपित्रे लोक्य राजस्य हेतोः किन्नु महि कृते टीचर्स अंकल्स फादर्स सन्स एज वेल एज ग्रैंड अंकल्स मटर्नल अंकल्स फादर इन लॉज ग्रैंड सन्स ब्रदर इन लॉज and other relatives, though they may kill me, I would not seek to slay them, even for the sovereignty of the three worlds, and least for this earth. Comment. Lord Krishna in the 21st verse of the 16th chapter says that passion, anger, and greed, these three constitute the triple gates to hell. Really, these three are different forms of passion. These are born out of our attachment for worldly things and persons. Passion has two sides, to get the desired thing and to get rid of the undesired one. Desired things include accumulation and enjoyment. The desire for accumulation is known as greed, and desire for enjoyment is called passion. If desire for accumulation and enjoyment is not satisfied, anger accrues. In anger, men perform actions to destroy those who create obstacles in the fulfillment of their desires. It proves that men fight to get desired things and to get rid of undesired ones. But Arjun does not want to fight for either of these two. If our kith and kin, being prompted by greed or anger, want to slay me, I do not seek to kill them out of anger or greed, because these two are the gateways to hell. Here the word api has been used two times by Arjun. It means, first, why should they kill me when I do not create any obstacle to their selfish motives? Even then, suppose they slay me, by thinking that I worked as an obstacle to their selfish motive, I do not seek to slay them. Secondly, though there is no possibility for the sovereignty of the three worlds coming to me by killing them, yet if I get it, I do not seek to slay them. Madhusudana, it means that you kill the demons such as Madhu, etc. But these teachers such as Drona, etc. and grand uncles such as Bhishma are not demons. They are our near and dear ones. So why should I have to desire to kill them? Acharya. I should serve respected and benevolent teachers such as Drona, etc. rather than fight them. It is appropriate on our part even to sacrifice our lives at their feet. Pitaraha, how can we slay our uncles out of anger or greed when we have got this body linked with them? Putraha, it is our duty to bring up our sons and our brothers' sons, even though they may stand against us or act badly. Pitamaha, when our grand uncles are worthy of adoration as our father, they deserve still greater adoration from us. Though they may rebuke and punish us, yet we should not cause any suffering to them. We should rather serve them and give comfort to them. Matulaha, our maternal uncles, being the brothers of our mothers, who rear us, deserve adoration from us. Swasuraha, these father-in-laws are the father of my wife and my brother's wife. They are just like fathers to us. So how can I slay them? Pautraha, we should bring up our grandsons in a better way than our sons, rather than kill them. Slayaha, how can we slay the loving brothers of our wives? Sambandhinaha, I should serve and bring up all the relatives rather than kill them. It is improper on our part to kill them, even for the sovereignty of the three worlds. End of chapter 1, verse 34 and 35. For more audio, please visit swami.ramsukhdasji.net.